All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the New York Giants are set to name Joe Judge as the franchise's 21st head coach. Judge's hire was straight out of left field. Why? Because the Giants missed out on former Green Bay Packers head coach Mike McCarthy, who took the Dallas Cowboys position. And apparently, this was finalized on Monday when the Giants were actually set to interview Matt Rhule, the former Baylor head coach, today, and he actually took the job with the Carolina Panthers. Now, Judge has never been an offensive or defensive coordinator. He made his mark in football as a special teams coach. I think the thing that really sold the Giants on Judge is the fact that he spent time as an assistant coach under Nick Saban at Alabama, and then he spent time as a special teams coach for Bill Belichick with the New England Patriots. And Belichick really went to bat for Judge with the Giants organization. And you figure the Giants organization does respect Belichick because he worked for them for a long time, and he was their defensive coordinator in their first two Super Bowl championships. What we know about Judge is that he's 38 years of age. And, you know, he's not that much. He's about the same age as the longtime franchise quarterback who is more than likely on his way out the door in one Eli Manning. You look at the state of the Giants right now, and it's not confidence boosting for their fan base. Why? Because the Giants have come off their worst 3-year stretch in franchise history. The Giants are set to once again pick early at the upcoming NFL draft. You look at attendance, it's been down. And every time in the last few years at MetLife Stadium, there are typically more fans for the opposing teams there than there are for Big Blue. Two things that Judge will have to, you know, be able to work with. You have a young franchise quarterback in Daniel Jones, and you have a second year running back in Saquon Barkley. And those are the two leaders of this team right now. So the first thing the Judge has to do, he has to get them to buy in. And I think he'll have the ability to do that since they're youngsters. The Giants do have a ton of cap space for this offseason. And there is a possibility maybe they could trade down in the draft, depending if teams want to get up, trade up early in the first round and get a quarterback. We'll have to wait and see. But you look at the fact that co-owners John Mara and Steve Tisch have not been on the same page. A lot of fans are not happy with Dave Gettleman as a team's general manager. And when the team most recently moved on from head coach Pat Shurmur, there were plenty of people who felt that the Giants should have moved on from Gettleman as well. I'm not surprised that they brought him back. Typically, general managers get a little bit longer time on the job than coaches do. But I'll tell you like this. If Joe Judge does not work out for the Giants and the Giants do not show a huge improvement in 2020, you can expect Dave Gettleman to be getting a tap on his shoulder as his services might no longer be needed. I'm on the fence about this hire, honestly. I don't know what to expect because this was this was directly out of left field. We've never seen him coordinate. We've never seen him work and help to develop quarterbacks. And I think the biggest thing that is going to come down for Joe Judge, who is he going to have on his staff? I mean, there have been rumors that former Dallas Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett could become the Giants offensive coordinator. And we know that Garrett was a quarterback in the NFL. He was actually a backup to Kerry Collins during the 2000 season when the Giants did go to the Super Bowl. And the Mara family has always been fond of him, especially since he is a Jersey guy. But it comes down to the staff that he's going to put around him. on the defensive side of the football as well, because the Giants have one of the worst defenses in the league. The one thing the Judge will have going for him is that this is a very young team that the Giants have on both sides of the football. So it will be easier for him to get his message across. But getting that message across to the New York media and the Giants fan base, that is a different thing altogether. The jury's going to be out on this one. This was a very surprise hire. I want to see what the Giants are going to do with the rest of their offseason in regards to free agency and the draft, but we'll have to stay tuned and just simply see how this works out for Mr. Judge and Big Blue. So folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books, and with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.